Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom, you know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can get our polls, our podcasts, our pictures. I like the alliteration. All these things going on our website. So thanks, everyone. And thanks to our Friends with Benefits members. Remember, if you're a Friends with Benefits member, you get 4 shows a week. You get your sex questions answered right away and a lot of other fun perks. So thanks, everyone, for joining us. And I'm here with the wonderful White Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
You forgot to tell people there's a daily blog. There's new,
a daily blog.
Every single day, you can go to sexatemily.com and get new information.
True. New information. It's like your daily sex newspaper.
Yes, it is.
It is. Today's show, we will be talking about a few things.
Sex. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Totally.
Sorry.
There are our sex bucket list. You know what a sex bucket list is?
Yeah.
The things that you want to try before you do what?
Can I just give away one for a man?
Yeah.
Threesome. Boom. Top
right.
of the list. Number one.
Okay. It's in there. It's actually a book called the naughty bucket list. And we're going off that. We're going to talk about what's on your bucket list and how you can achieve it. We also have a wonderful guy who is willing because Menace wouldn't do it. He agreed to try out all the Tenga masturbation sleeves. Mm-hmm. And there's five different ones.
I know who this is. You don't even have to tell me. You didn't even tell me five. Who this is. And
okay.
I think I know who you
I don't think
do
you
it.
Know. You don't
I
know.
Know.
Okay, maybe you do.
I don't know.
Anyway, because Tenga, tenga.co.jp, they are these, you know, you think sex toys are just for women, but they're for men. And two, and this is like, he's going to talk about the different sensations he felt. He's going to talk about the difference between all the different masturbation sleeves. So I'm so excited to hear from him. We're going to give him a call in a little bit. And then we've got your emails, and we've got sex in the news, and we've got a lot going on. That's our day so far.
Oh, man.
What?
It's, already a long day.
It's already? I
yeah.
agree.
How about you?
Oh, my God.
You came
I really
in at
did.
1 o'clock.
I'm sorry,
when
I'm
we
late.
We started the show.
Well, we were having some issues with our hole puncher.
So stop the show for a hole puncher.
Well, we had to get everything punched and put it in my binder. And then we just had a lot going on. So, but
so
I'm here.
What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I worked pretty late. I was at the office till like 9, and then I went to meet some, because it was Halloween.
Yeah.
So then I went to meet some friends in Potrero Hill, which is a really cool neighborhood in San Francisco. And there was tons of people outside, like old kids, big kids, everyone in their costumes. And we ate some sushi and watched all the people, and it was really fun. But I did not dress up. And I feel kind of sad about it because I missed it.
I didn't dress up either. I went to that party that I was supposed to go to for work. I went for a half hour.
Oh, my God. That's record timing for you. Why? You were done.
I was just done.
Were you Tinky Winky?
I wasn't Tinky Winky.
You weren't even Tinky Winky?
I walked in, said what's up to a couple people, took a bunch of photos, put them up on my blog, went home, went to sleep. I was in bed by 8 o'clock.
I feel bad because Halloween is like this national holiday in San Francisco. It's like the holiday in San Francisco.
We've been celebrating it all week.
I know. But I was in New York, so I missed all the main celebrations. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have to say that next year I'm going to bring it hard. This year I sort of failed on Halloween. But I did get to check out everyone. I mean, this city goes off. Like, adults and kids were just, like, roaming the streets, and it was fun.
I did book a trip to Vegas, though.
Why?
For Thanksgiving.
Oh, that sounds nice and homey.
It is.
Why?
Because I have this hotel – these hotel rooms that I need to use up before the end of the year.
Who are you going with?
And no one.
Shut the fuck up. Who are you going with? Which girl?
This is a friend of mine. Don't even worry about it.
A friend that – we mean worry. You're going to bone her there. You don't bring a friend to Vegas.
Yeah, you don't. You don't. I'll give you more details when
– when it happens?
Out. Yeah.
When okay.
When it happens. But I'm going to Vegas for Thanksgiving because –
for how long?
I like to give an excuse for how long? Just – 2 days.
Oh, okay.
I you know me, because my family's divorced.
I know.
They're separated all over the country. I'm like, look, I've been telling them for years, let's go to like Las Vegas.
Right.
And meet up.
Right.
And have a good time. They don't want to do it. You know what? Stay in freaking Idaho and Washington in the freaking snow.
So what the hell is happening in Vegas over Thanksgiving though?
I don't know.
Isn't everyone eating turkey?
7 days a week.
You're right. You're right. It's like Disneyland.
You know what I had last year for my Thanksgiving dinner?
What?
Sushi.
Oh.
And it was delicious.
Yeah, you're right. Thanksgiving's overrated. But for me, for a lot of people, it's my family's big holiday. We all go home for Thanksgiving. So I'm going home to Michigan.
Oh.
And
no, but I do enjoy the big
turkey.
Big family sit down. But it's just my family's just so spread out and they're not.
I know. It's hard. I got the divorce thing too. But this is like what my family does. We all get together for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to be gone for almost a week.
It sucks though because you're like, can you just like for one day, Thanksgiving, can you all just stop being assholes?
Your family?
Yeah. And just hang out and just eat some
food. Why can't we all get along?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my family, we get along. We have a lot of fun together. We go around the table and say what we're thankful for.
I want to go 1 year to your Thanksgiving.
Come this year.
I'm already booked for Vegas.
With some whore.
You already. I brought this up many times that I wanted to go. And now you're saying, oh, come because I already booked my trip to Vegas. That's why
I'm jealous that you're going with some girl to Vegas, I think.
It's going to be fun. Dude, I hooked up the intern. She just got
back
from
Lauren's
her birthday.
I know. Lauren's 21st birthday. Look how cute she is. Dude, I didn't even get to hear about it.
Can we get her on the mic and share some stories?
Yeah.
Because she was sharing some pretty interesting stuff.
Do you want any, Laura? Come
now,
here.
I have a buddy I have a buddy in Las Vegas, and he's like the man. Like
everyone who's watching, check out my adorable intern, right. Lauren, who just turned 21 and went to Vegas.
Grab the microphone.
Grab the mic.
You're going to have to stand, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I have a buddy in Vegas that like
hooks everyone
with
up.
All nightclubs. So anytime any of my friends are going to Vegas, I tell them, talk to this guy. He'll hook you
okay.
up. So it's your 21st birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
How'd it go?
It went really well. It was so much fun. It was exactly like it should have been.
Yeah?
Tell me some highlights.
We basically got into every club without waiting in line, without paying. I probably spent $100 the whole time.
Oh, my God.
No way. See, it must be so nice being a chick.
Oh, yeah. Hot chicks.
A little bit closer. Sorry.
Yeah. It was on, like, taxis doing food.
Right.
Which we really didn't pay for because we ended up, like, finding these guys and they ended up paying for us.
Oh,
That's
God.
That's awesome. That's what we do. Time. We find the guys. So did you meet any guys?
No, they were all like 35.
Yeah, but it's
40.
Cool. They can pay for all your meals and all your drinks. That's fine.
Totally.
Gold diggers. God.
No, we're just hot chicks who get stuff paid for. Yeah. Yeah, honey, you'll never be a hot chick, you don't know what it's like. So, okay, what was the highlight?
Creepiest line ever at Drake's birthday party at Tao, which we got into after 1 o'clock in the morning too. Which I guess the doors closed, but. He comes up to me and he's like, "You think I haven't been watching you, but I have."
Oh,
and it was
creepy.
So creepy. And I was like, "Okay." And he's like, "Well, we're leaving right now, so if you want our table." And they were just pouring us Grey Goose like it was our table that we paid for.
Oh, my God. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
but it was
really
a creepy
nice.
Line, but you're like,
really creepy.
You're creepy, but I'll drink your vodka.
Yeah, it was like, I could go to the table, but I'm like 5 feet away from Drake.
That's so
free
funny.
Alcohol.
Free alcohol.
Free alcohol is good. Yeah. So
dude,
what
women love Drizzy Drake. Do you know? You don't know who Drake
women
is.
Women love Drake.
I women love Drake.
Who is it?
He's a singer, actor.
Oh, cool.
But he's mostly rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say rapper.
He was on Degrassi.
Yeah.
Degrassi.
Got it. So did you meet? So most guys were older. It is kind of an older thing in Vegas.
His entourage was there, and this guy had this like bedazzled necklace and chain. And you know that it was all real.
Do you think that's hot though?
No.
No.
It's like gaudy.
Yeah, but guys, they will rock that.
Don't bedazzle.
Yeah, they'll wear like $300,000 chains. But I always thought, do women even think that's attractive?
Nope.
I mean, the gold diggers. The gold diggers must it, like. Brings them in.
Like is it real, like diamonds?
It's real. It is real.
No, I don't find that attractive. But I
like Lil Wayne wears like probably like $2 million worth of jewelry.
Holy moly!
At any time.
Wow. No. Did you find it attractive?
No, but if I was a gold digger, I'd be like Target right there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You'd be like, just give me one of those necklaces, please. So you're 21 now. How does it feel?
Oh, I feel old.
Did you make out with one of your friends in Vegas?
Oh my God, she did! She made out with one of her
totally
friends.
She totally did. Oh
no.
My God,
she paused.
My friend, like we were like dancing, and we ended up like just like
no.
What do you
all
mean
the guys
hot?
Around loved it, but you know.
Oh my God, you're so hot. So of course, so you made out with your friend. Had you ever made out with her before?
Oh, we didn't make out, but
you just
like,
kissed.
Yeah.
Oh, you this packed.
Little.
That's
little
good.
Kiss.
You gotta
girly
do
pack.
What else? Yeah. Who doesn't do that?
Yeah.
That's so fun. So And you're 21 now, and you can drink, finally. I keep trying to take the interns out to drinks, and I'm like, Lauren's like, I can't go. But now she can.
Yeah, so exciting. So much wine in your life will be coming soon.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
thank
my mom
you so much.
With wine last night. She was like, do you want to come watch like Hocus Pocus with me? Because I was taking it. I was like, not really. She's like, I'll bring the wine.
And like, then you're like, I'll be there. Oh, it's exciting. I'm trying to remember back to how exciting that was. I remember it was exciting turning.
It's exciting. Oh, today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Guess what I ordered?
What?
Did I tell you yesterday?
No, maybe.
I specially ordered Justin Timberlake's tequila, the 901.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
For what?
Because it's so hard to buy it in the San Francisco. It's like not available.
Oh, okay.
There was one liquor store that was listed on their website, and I went there to go buy it. And they didn't even know what the hell I was talking about.
Oh, my God. It just came out, right?
No, it's been out for a couple of years.
Oh, okay. So whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. You ordered online?
No, I went to a special.
Oh, the one place that has it.
Yeah.
Can I have some?
Maybe, yeah.
I want some tequila. I want to make you that special drink again, but I can't remember how I did it.
Which one?
The tequila. The margarita.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
I know.
I remember how to make it.
Okay, good. We're going to do that again. We need to drink more.
Yes.
Especially with Lauren being 21 now, we all need to drink
more. I know.
More.
Well, I'm disappointed you didn't get laid, but it's cool that you made out with your friend.
Yeah, that's cool that you kind of made out with your friend. No, no dudes though. No, that's fine. It's not all
that's
about
cool.
the dudes. Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a great time. Thanks, Lauren. I love it.
I do love Las Vegas.
I know. I like it. I like it for 2 days. I don't like it for two. But yeah. I've had so many, like, I guess I've never had a major hookup in Vegas, but I've gone with boyfriends a lot to Vegas over the mm-hmm. years. We've had a blast. But, like, after 2 days, you're just, like, exhausted. You're just like.
Yeah, I'm just going 2 days in real quick, out. I'm done.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. But
there's a lot of sex that goes on in Vegas. Like, I know all my guy friends are like, yeah, I hooked up with a girl in the elevator, and I met a girl going up to my room, and she just came with me. Like, there's so much crazy sex going
and
on.
And I'm staying at the Cosmopolitan, which is one of the newest, fanciest hotels. So I'm really excited.
Cool.
They spent like $3 billion on the hotel.
Every hotel, they spend like $1 billion on there.
You got to see this one. This one, like,
and you're bringing a check.
This one, like, trumps.
Dude, offline, I need to know who she is.
Why?
I just need to know. I tell you everything.
So you're really going to go to Michigan?
I'm jealous.
Are you really going to Michigan?
Yeah, I'm really going to Michigan. I have to go. I go.
Who are you
going to
make out with in Michigan? Isn't there like some old potentials?
I wish there. You know, most of them are married, but now some are divorced.
Oh yeah.
So maybe I could hook up with a divorcee.
You don't want to do that. You want to tease them though. Because you know what? You had your chance back then. Now you want to try to get with me now because I miss sex with Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should totally, like, maybe get a free meal here.
There's this really There's this really fun party that happens every Friday night after Thanksgiving, and everyone I've ever met in Michigan shows up, and it's like we all go crazy and drink and party and stuff. But I've never hooked up in Michigan, not in years, because, like I said, people are married or I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm. How long is the flight?
Forever. 5 hours. That's why I don't go home that often. It's a 5-hour flight, and it's only one airline that flies, so it's kind of a nightmare.
And you don't go anywhere fun.
I hang out with my family, my nieces.
That's cool.
I'm obsessed with my nieces, so it'll be fun. Okay, we've got a here's the thing. You know, as you all know, I have a new book that came out. It's called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble and a bunch of other local bookstores, but the best way to buy it is on Amazon. Just look up Hot Sex, and you can put in Emily, and it shows up because there's like an old book called Hot Sex, which isn't my book. And I'm going to give away a few, but I want to know from you, why does your sex life need improvement? Tell me why you need this book. I've got 5 to give away. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com, or you can just email me right through the website why you need the book. We have got the results of our old poll in. Where is your favorite place to have a quickie? 3% said airplane, 4% elevator, 7% alleyway, 42% in the car, and 44% in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom, shower, like at a bar. Shower. Yeah, the shower's hot.
Oh, okay. At a bar?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming when people say bathroom, it could be anywhere. Yeah. It could be at a bar. It could be like, you're at a friend's house and you're at a party and you go up to the bathroom.
Oh, I know bathrooms you could totally have sex with in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, right. Yeah. There are some amazing
ones. I can tell
you
a perfect one right now.
Okay.
Okay, for visiting San Francisco, go up on the top of Knob Hill on
Top of the Mark?
Not top of the mark, but it is International Mark Hopkins. It is that hotel.
Okay.
Walk in straight to the elevator, hit third floor, get off on the third floor, go all the way to the left, and you're going to hit a wall. To the right, there's going to be a bathroom there. It has a full door. And it's like a big room, and then there's like
have you had sex in there?
I haven't, but it's a perfect place to make it happen.
Okay, good to know.
Because it's a very empty space. So all right. There you go. I hooked you up, people.
Perfect. The W Hotel, the Clift Hotel has some good bathrooms too. I once hooked up with a guy at the Clift Hotel in San Francisco.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
No way.
Yeah. Is that bad? I was a little drunk. We had a first date, and we hooked up, and then I never talked to him again.
But now
we have all these mutual friends, and every time I see him, I'm like, oh, he's talking about the fact that I hooked up with him in the bathroom, probably. I'm a whore, can I say.
So on the top of California Street, and I've told you this before, when you look down, you could see the Clift Hotel.
Right.
And for a while, the F went out. And I'm not even joking.
What do you mean the F went out?
So on the top, it's lit up, and it says the Clift.
Oh, it just said
and the F
Clit?
Yeah.
I love it.
Clit Hotel.
When was that?
This was
I want a picture of that.
I'd say about 5 years
ago. The Clit Hotel. I bet you that reservations would just go way up.
Yeah.
The Clit Hotel. Okay, we have a new poll.
Okay.
Let me tell you about it. How did you – because yesterday's show was about cheating. So how did you find out you were being cheated on? A, looking through their email or phone. B, heard from a friend. C, caught them in bed with someone else, or D, I've never been cheated on, or at least that I know of. So go to our website and vote on that poll and let us know. We want to know about your cheating life. Have you been cheated on? Have you not? Have you not? Have you been cheated on?
Have I? Can I say that I was being cheated on? I consider it maybe there wasn't any like physical action going on, but there was definitely a transition from me to another person.
Okay.
And it was so bad. Can I tell you the story?
Sure.
I'll try to get through it really quick. I apologize.
Please do.
I'm really bad at getting through things quickly. Anyways, here I am being a radio DJ at like one of the most popular morning shows out there, right?
Right.
I'm in love. I have a girlfriend. Totally cool, right? But I don't know why, but I decide I'm going to walk into this Old Navy. I'm going to walk in the Old Navy, and I see this jacket I'm going to buy, and I'm buying it. And then she sees this guy that she went to high school with who's working security at the Old Navy, right?
Okay.
They kind of talk. Well, I didn't know during this time when they were talking, like catching up, that they exchanged numbers.
Okay.
Right? Because I was trying on my clothes. So she starts talking to this guy, and then eventually – she breaks up with me and gets with the dude.
Oh.
Right? But then that dude, like, within like couple 2 weeks was already like hooking up with other chicks while he was like seeing her.
Oh my god, he's and a then, security guard at Old Navy.
Yeah, and then she was trying to get back with me, but it ain't gonna happen.
No, you don't.
But let me tell you something weird about that jacket. Ever since I bought that jacket that day, every time I would put it on, something bad would happen to me.
Oh, throw it away. Did you throw it away?
So I threw it away. I used to keep it in my closet for a long time as a reminder.
Right.
You know, don't trust them hoes. But like
– don't trust them hoes
but
jacket.
But on a cold day, I would try to put on the jacket.
And then
honestly,
you got hit by a bus or something?
Yeah. They're like something would happen. Like I would dent the car or something like that.
Oh, my God.
So there was times where I put on the jacket. I'm walking and it's cold as F outside. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm wearing this jacket. Something bad's going to happen. So I would go back inside and take the jacket off. And
okay.
Put it on.
I'm glad you got rid of
weird
it. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I no longer have it.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Yeah. It's good to clear out. I've been doing that a lot lately, clearing out my closet, getting rid of stuff. It's good for you, like cathartically.
Cleansing.
It clears the energy in your life and you get rid of clutter. I've been doing that
too.
But that means I need a bunch of new clothes too because it's all gone now. Okay, we can get into some sex in the news.
Okay, what do you got?
All right, this is what I got for you.
Kim Kardashian. No skin.
There's
really no updates.
Is
Do you know why?
What?
Because she's going to sell the story to like Us Weekly or something like
for
that.
Like
so,
$1 billion.
Yeah, so that's why everyone's like tight-lipped about it.
Really?
Yeah.
There's
and
nothing
more
power new
to
today?
Her. Just make money off it. Who cares?
She's making money off the wedding, off the divorce.
Yeah.
She's smart.
It's all good.
Oh, God. Okay. A Zimbabwean claims prostitute turned into a donkey. A Zimbabwean man found having sex with a donkey sensationally claimed the object of his affections was actually a prostitute who mysteriously metamorphosed into a hot piece of ass. According to this report, 28-year-old Sunday Moyo was cuffed after a couple of cops found him in the act in his yard, some 180 miles outside of Harare. He fessed up and explained, "I only came to know that I was being intimate with a donkey when I got arrested. I had hired a prostitute and paid $20 for the service. I don't know how she then became a donkey." The magistrate was unimpressed. He ordered him to remain in custody and examined by two psychiatrists.
Maybe he was just taking some LSD.
I was just going to say, what drugs was he on? He must have been tripping balls if he thinks that she turned into a prostitute, turned into a donkey. That's a bad excuse.
I've definitely had some something
donkey
to drink, and then later on, they've turned into a dog. You know what I'm saying?
Beer goggles. It's called beer goggles.
I don't have that anymore since I've had the LASIK surgery, though.
What?
Remember I tell you when after I drink a lot, like my
eyesight, your eyesight was bad.
Becomes super sharp. No,
right,
it becomes like the highest definition television you've ever seen before in your life. I don't know what the hell happened, but after my LASIK surgery, the more I drink, the sharper my eyesight gets.
Okay, so you don't have the beer goggles set.
I don't. And it's weird because it's like when I'm sitting at the bar and I'm looking at a girl, I can see the pores in her face and like the cracks in between her teeth, and I
crazy.
Get scared. Yeah,
you get scared. you're like Bionic Man or something with your eyesight. That's crazy.
They're no longer hot to me.
Okay, a mask for your man. The world is made of two types of people, spitters and swallowers. But the spitters and swallowers have at least one thing in common. They're all tasters. That's where Mask comes in. Mask is a revolutionary intimacy enhancement product that has been scientifically formulated to conceal the sometimes unpleasant flavors associated with oral sex on your man. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. It's a paper-thin gel strip available for $12 in chocolate, strawberry, and watermelon that absorbs on your tongue prior to giving a head, which then conceals the taste of semen. You know what? If you don't like semen, just spit it or whatever. But I think semen is an acquired taste. You just plug your nose and swallow. Are you really going to take out a breath strip and do it? Yeah. That's this guy invented it. And I keep reading about it. Like, it's so women. Mm-hmm. Well, what about men? Men might want something for going down on a woman.
Oh, of course they would. Don't they have what is called like a dental dam or something?
They do
like?
Have a dental dam, so you don't even have to touch the pussy.
Is that like flavored?
It's not flavored, but you could probably spray some Listerine on it or something.
How's that not flavored?
It's just a piece of rubber that you put over the vagina when you're going down. And
it's not like mint. It's not like mint flavor.
No, but write it down. It's a great $1 million idea.
Sex with Emily, dental dam flavored mint. What kind of flavors would you recommend?
I would say mint.
It's the guys.
It's for dudes. I don't know. What do dudes like?
I'd say maybe a nice grape flavored.
Oh, grape?
Cherry is...
you want grape?
Yeah, grape flavor.
What's my least favorite flavor?
What's wrong with grape?
Like, if I had a choice of all the stuff and the grape was one of them, it'd be my least favorite.
Because you're not from the ghetto, like me.
Oh, grape is kind of ghetto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want, like, fruit punch, too?
Huh?
Fruit punch next?
Yes. I would want a Kool-Aid flavored one.
Oh, my God. You are from the ghetto. That's why I love you. Because I'm not from the ghetto. So
well, it's funny
so
because
well.
My parents are from a nice area, but they were... They had me when they were teenagers, so they had to move to the ghetto.
Oh, okay.
Like, my parents are, like, from, like, Menlo Park.
Right.
And, like,
how old
really
were they
fancy.
When they had you?
My mom was 19 when she had me.
Wow.
So they had to move to the hood, and that's where I picked up all my tendencies.
Right. Got it.
You know?
Great flavor.
And that's why.
Dam.
That's why. Oh, and that's why yesterday, funny story, as a gift, you know what I got for my birthday?
What?
Somebody gave me a Louis Vuitton wallet, right?
No way.
It's like. Like 300, I found out.
It's a lot of money.
It's like $375.
Totally.
I'm like, what the hell?
Who gave it to you?
This people I know.
The chick that you're taking to Vegas.
No.
Is that why you're taking her to Vegas? Because she bought you a Louis Vuitton wallet?
No.
Are you using it? Is it in your pocket?
No. Why? I don't want this. This is ridiculous.
Are you going to return it and take the cash?
Yeah.
And buy some grape flavored soda or
something? Yeah. Something useful.
That's a nice present. I didn't get you anything yet, but I have something for you.
Okay.
And it's not a masturbation sleeve.
Good.
Okay. Erectile dysfunction and porn.
All right.
Porn is so readily available now that it's hard to say no. According to Psychology Today, though, there's a very good reason to pull out: erectile dysfunction. Research shows that being exposed to porn desensitizes men to the point where getting turned on by regular sex simply isn't exciting enough. Call it a new type of impotence, if you will, where men in the study, as young as in their 20s, found it normal to have erectile dysfunction during real sexual interactions, yet were still excited by the smorgasbord of internet porn. What actually happens inside the brain is a form of overdosing. We get a dopamine spike from something wild stroking our switch, but the more we're exposed to it, the more intense the exposure, the harder time we're going to get aroused from normal sex scenes at home. You know, it's funny because I told you I was on Sirius Satellite Radio when I was in New York, and that was a question. A guy said to me, I can't ejaculate when I'm with a woman. I think I watch too much porn. Can I become desensitized? And I wasn't sure. I was like, you know, because I hate to pathologize things. I hate to say, yes, you have a problem. I mean, that's like about sex. Like, everyone wants to know, am I normal? Is this okay? So I really don't want to say you have a problem. But this is a study that came out that says that you actually can be desensitized because you're watching this over-the-top women that you're so attracted to with big boobs or whatever turned you on, you get to watch it. And then when you're with your regular girl, you're like, something like that.
No, but you're showing the wing go down. He said he just couldn't ejaculate, right?
Right. Or can't ejaculate because – so maybe guys should start –
he probably masturbates too much.
No, right, watching porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe if guys are
having
issues –
did he say that he was masturbating a lot?
Well, yeah, they're watching porn. So the guys who are watching porn so much have a problem ejaculating. They become desensitized, and it's harder for them to have regular sexual functioning when they're with a woman.
Maybe her vagina was too big. Maybe she got around.
Where do you come from?
What? Maybe she was like, maybe he's with a whore.
No, it was a study of a lot of men.
He wasn't sensitive enough for him.
Oh my God, please. Okay.
I'm sorry, a classy lady. Sorry, he wasn't with a classy lady.
If you do your Kegel exercises, your vagina is going to be just fine. Kegel Camp is an app on the iPhone that you need to buy that I made, and it reminds you to do your Kegels.
I can't wait for you to actually have the app when you get your iPhone.
I'm getting my iPhone this week.
I know.
Will you help me do shit with it and set it up?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Accidental nymphos. Accidental nymphos. Let this be a warning to all you WeFit users out there. A 24-year-old UK woman claimed that an injury caused by her Wii turned her into a raging nymphomaniac. Amanda Flowers was playing with her Wii Fit one day when she fell off her board and pinched a nerve that triggered a disorder that doctors call persistent sexual arousal syndrome. Mm-hmm. After the accident, even the most minor of vibrations, like the one from her food processor, caused a twinge down below that surged through entire body and built into a trembling orgasm. That sounds kind of awesome.
You want it. How do you get this injury?
Oh, my God. Someone would be like, I have a blender on. I'd be like, I mean, I'm sure it sucks because she can't
control it. After a while, it gets played out.
Right. Okay, there's more of these. Beware trolley riders. In San Francisco in 1964, Gloria Sykes was injured after the cable car she was riding on malfunctioned and careened down a hill.
Oh, no.
After the incident, she filed a $500,000 lawsuit against the city claiming the accident had triggered a demonic sex urge, causing her to have sex with over 100 men, as many as 50 in 1 week. She ended up winning the case even though the public opinion was at the time that it was bogus.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. These are accidental nymphos. It's so funny. Here's another one. 2005, Heather suffered a massive brain hemorrhage while gardening. When she recovered, she was not expected to, which she was not expected to. Mm-hmm. She was a changed woman. She was a nymphomaniac. I woke up in a hospital and was just consumed by the need to have sex all the time. I'm not the sort of person who propositions men in the street and invites them home for sex, she said, even though she cheated on her husband with more than 50 men. He has chosen to stick by her, understanding that her urges are out of control. I want that man as a husband.
I'm sorry, honey.
I had to bone 50 men.
Yeah.
Couldn't help it. I was at gardening. I was pulling weeds. And next thing you know, I'm boning 50 mm-hmm. guys.
I have nothing bad to say about that because it's a medical thing.
Can't do it. It's a medical thing.
It's not a natural, you know, cheating whore thing.
No, right. Totally. Yeah. It's like she has to do it. So that's what I got for Sex and the News. Unless we got anything else from your life.
Anything else in my life? No. Oh, I'm going to Disneyland this weekend.
Why? How?
My buddies. I'm going with my buddies. They
just for fun?
Well, they work for a division of Disney, so they get to take them plus four people for free whenever they want, like each employee. So it's gonna be like 15 people.
Fun. Are you driving down?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Disneyland.
Yeah.
I'll go. I can't. There's no room. I'm busy. Before you rejected me, I already pulled out.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
I already checked. There's no room, though.
You checked for me. You've got like a full-on girlfriend now that you're taking to Vegas.
I don't
and you're
have a girlfriend.
It's so Jesus exhausting. Christ. So exhausting.
You always try to pin me down saying that I have a girlfriend. I don't.
Well, who are you taking to Vegas? What's the hell?
Well, does it matter? I'll tell you when it's like around that time.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Who are you hanging out with?
Nobody. I'm clean slated right now, and I'm going to start dating online. I'm going to start getting fixed up. I'm going to ask a guy out.
Did you check into the dating on demand?
We posted some on the website, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dating on demand.
Just a recap from yesterday.
Recap.
For some reason, it popped into my head, and I haven't thought about it in years, but there's a thing called dating on demand. It's on Comcast Cable, and people go to events like a bar, and they say, oh, we're taping dating on demand videos. So Emily would sit in front of the camera, talk about herself and how wonderful she is. And then somebody at home would go to Dating on Demand and they would see Emily on the TV and there would be a number. And then you go to the website and that's how you can contact it.
I'm going to do everything to find a date now.
All right.
Okay. Okay. We're going to call our guest in a little bit, but we can go through some emails first. We're calling our guest who tested the Tango masturbation sleeve in about 10 minutes. We should call him. But first, let's do some emails.
Go for it.
Okay. Topics. These are some emails that you sent me to feedback@sexwithemily.com or you emailed me through my website, sexwithemily.com. However you do it, just send me your questions. Dear Emily, I heard that women are able to ejaculate. Have any tips to get a woman so wet? My wife and I have tried a lot, but haven't been able to make it happen. Please help, Dennis from Delaware. Okay, here's the deal. You can teach a woman how to ejaculate. There's been lots of studies. We've had guests on the show have talked about it. It's usually through the PC muscles. Some women can ejaculate fluid when they orgasm, giving them great pleasure. Stimulating her G-spot with your hands is a good way to make her ejaculate. So start with your hands and work her G-spot. Don't try to do it during when you want to start. It has to be with your hands. She'll have to relax deeply in order to release the fluid. A woman's ejaculate is expelled from the urethra, the same place where urine comes out. And although studies have found that the clear liquid is not urine at all, the juice is released from the Skene's glands or urethral sponge. If your girl doesn't have complete control over her PC muscles, there's a chance she might actually pee.
It's pee-pee.
This is another reason to do your Kegel exercises. Download Kegel Camp on your iPhone right now. And throughout the day, it's my voice leading you. You can do it 3 times a day. You'll do your Kegels. You will be able to ejaculate.
It's a golden shower.
Okay. But be cool if it doesn't happen. It's normal for her to feel as though she's about to urinate when she's about to ejaculate. So it's just like orgasm. Sometimes you feel like you're about to ejaculate. You feel like you're about to urinate, but really you're about to have an orgasm. So anyway, G-spot. Play with your fingers, play with her G-spot, and she will be able to ejaculate. It might not happen the first time, but you should play with it.
It's yellow lava.
It is not yellow lava. Dude, it is real. I've ejaculated.
How was that for you?
It's awesome.
What position were you in?
I was having sex.
Oh, okay. Good.
And with my vibrator, I can ejaculate.
All right.
It's weird. It's awesome.
It's weird how you answered that question. I go, "What position were you in?" And then you're like, I was having sex.
I think I was on the bottom or the top.
Okay. Oh, that narrows it down. 50-50.
Okay. Hi, Emily and Menace. I'm a 30-year-old divorced mom, and I've been dating a guy for almost 3 months, and things have been going pretty good. He recently called because he wanted to see me, and in the same breath asked if I had $20 for gas.
Hell yeah, winner.
This was a bright red flag for me and has made me take a step back. When did men start asking women for money, especially if he has only been dating her for 2 to 3 months? Am I overthinking this? Michelle from Baltimore, Maryland.
2 to 3 months? No.
No. Michelle, here's the deal. I don't know, like, was it, did he forget his bank card at home? Or was he like, it's time in the relationship for you to step up and give me $20? Like, I can understand if he was like, oh my God, babe, so sorry, I left my wallet at home. Can you lend me $20? But if he just called and said, I need $20 for gas if I'm going to take you out tonight, that is a red flag. I think that's just not cool. Well, I don't borrow money from my friends. Why would you borrow money from some woman you're just dating? Like, it's your car. I think that's a red flag, and I would be annoyed. Unless he said, I left my wallet at home, or I'm waiting for a bank check to clear. But even if that's true and you can't get your hand on $20, I think that's lame. It's like that email we had a few months ago from the guy who was like, can you bring over some wine on our first date? You know, can you bring over 2 bottles mm-hmm. of wine? Like, dude, pay for your own gas. I think 2 to 3 months, I don't know when men start. I've never had a guy ask me for money. I don't think that's cool. And you're not overthinking it. What do you think, Menace?
Yeah, I think the relationship has to go a little bit longer than that before you start evening the playing field a little bit. That's the only really traditional thing about me too, is I try to pay for as much things as I can.
Right.
To a certain point. But if we are been together and hanging out for quite a long time, then yeah, you gotta start chipping in here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always do chip in, but like asking me $20 to gas is right.
Yeah, you chip in by cooking all those dinners, right?
Yeah.
Clean the
house. I'm learning to cook. My friend Adina is a chef, and she's actually going to teach me how to cook.
I'm a better chef than your friend. I can teach you how to cook.
She's a gourmet chef, and she cooks for the stars, and she wrote a book about it.
Whatever.
Well, you've never offered to cook for me. You've never even invited me to your apartment.
Yeah, I don't want to have you over there.
You've come to my apartment?
Yeah. Okay, I'll cook you something. I'll cook you something delicious.
Write it down.
Do you like pizza? I'll cook
I love you pizza.
Delicious pizza.
Okay, although I've been gluten-free lately.
Oh, God, you're such a hippie.
It helps with clarity and focus.
Does it?
Look how focused and clear I am.
You're not very focused today. I mean, you're better than normal. You're a little off a little more than... But you have been really focused lately.
Gluten-free. Why today am I not focused?
I don't know.
In which part of this show have I not been focused?
I have to rewind it.
I disagree. Okay. I'm on message.
You're on message?
I'm going. I'm moving. I'm going through the motions. You are not. I'm very focused today.
Okay.
Laser beam. Okay,
let's sorry that you got so offended right now.
Well, because you're like, today you're not focused.
Not as focused as you have
I did have some crackers last night that were not gluten-free.
See, now you're unfocused.
I know. I honestly think that that's why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it to lose weight. I'm not doing it for anything else. It's like I'm avoiding gluten, which is like breads and wheat and all that stuff, because my friend's been doing it and she said it made her super clear and focused. And my biggest challenge in life is clarity and focus.
So how does that even work?
I just eat stuff like bananas for breakfast and eggs instead of like a scone in the morning. Like I used to always get this muffin every morning.
I love that muffin.
I love the muffin. No, I miss it. Like every day I want the muffin, but now I'm just in the habit of not, and that's what happens. And clarity and focus, and that's what I need.
All right,
okay, let's call our guest. Okay,
let's see if this works.
Tenga, he is amazing. Dan tried out every single Tenga masturbation sleeve, and he's going to give us his review on the Tenga. So let's give him a call.
I'm going to call him. In the meantime, while I do that, what are you going to do later today?
What am I going to do later today?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a friend who has all these really cool clothes for me, and she's going to help dress me and make me look cute.
Really?
Cuter than usual.
Yeah, I need one of those friends. All right. See.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
All right. That's annoying. Don't you? Yeah, this too.
No, I don't. I don't think I do.
Hello.
Hello, Dan.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the Sex with Emily show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. Thanks for being here. You're awesome. Let me just give a little briefing here. So Tenga makes these amazing masturbation sleeves for men. And their masturbation toys, they have five sleek different designs with the Tenga 3D line. Each has varying sensations from smooth to rough to strong to soft. There's the spiral, the mobile, the zen, the polygon, the pile. There's all these different kinds of masturbation sleeves. They're basically rubbery, and then you turn them inside out and you masturbate with them. Because sex toys shouldn't just be for women. You put a little lube in it, whatever. So Dan tried them all out, you rock star, you. And so I want to hear, how did the sensations differ from the Tenga 3D product? First of all, how was the experience? Have you ever used a masturbation sleeve before?
I have before, yeah.
You have? Okay.
I do enjoy them. Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. So usually, though, you don't use them, right? Like when you masturbate, you just use your hand?
Yeah, usually.
Okay, got it. So how did the sensations differ from the Tenga 3D products you tried?
Well, I like the designs of all of them. They're really cool just to kind of, like, turn inside out and play with and just sort of feel with your fingers and, like, kind of figure that out at first. So I tried four, and
okay.
Two of them were a bit more rough and, like, firm in terms of, like, the patterns and designs they had. One kind of had these, I think it was called the mobile, had
okay.
these sort of elevated blocks.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a 5-inch sleeve, right? So
right.
Just made sure to lube up before
yes.
before putting it on, basically.
Okay.
It's kind of tight, the tight fit. And so those two, the one with the little elevated triangles and the one with the blocks, definitely had, like, a lot more pressure points. It kind of felt like a lot of, like, little touching surfaces on me.
Okay.
And definitely kind of, like, rough. To be, like, going up and down fast with it was pretty intense.
Okay.
Especially, like, fifth.
But did it feel good? Like, how did it enhance your masturbation experience?
I think with a guy in our hand, we tend to be, like, really quick and fast.
Right.
With this, it's sensual. It's smooth. Especially
ooh.
With lube, you just want to take your time, really.
Right.
And I think the more you just sort of stretch it out and, like, work your hand with it, the funner it gets, you know?
Right, totally. I think that would be really cool because men are so used to their hands for all these years. Like, why not try something different?
How yeah. often do you masturbate?
And then there's so many different ways to use it. So,
like what? Like, what are the different ways to use it?
Well, I mean, you can totally stroke or just go up and down kind of in that motion.
Right.
Or just kind of put it all on you and just use your hand to, like, be the sort of vice that you could maybe, like, twist around and pull up and down.
Right.
It's fun to just sort of, like, put all of you in there and just poke it, because it's not that big a product, so, like, you definitely, like, work it out when you're all the way down.
You know? Right, 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 right. And then you would, did you say, was your experience of masturbating with this, did it take longer? Like, you took your time?
I would say, yeah. It's not, like, a quick thing.
Okay.
With these kind of products, you want to take your time.
Right, exactly. And it felt good. So Do you think that you could incorporate the Tenga 3D into sex? Could you use it while your partner gives you oral sex or something?
Oh, yeah. That would be really hot.
Wouldn't that be hot?
Doing both at the same time would be a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. I totally can't wait to do
that. That would be a lot of fun.
That would be really cool. I would love it. I think, like, I just love the idea of these. That's why I'm such a Tenga fan, because I feel like men are just, like, they've been left with their hands. And, like, we've got toys, we've got rabbits, we've got all the stuff, and the guys can try it out. So you think you'll continue to use them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good. I think they're funner with another person, totally.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe some guys could be self-conscious of using a product like that, because we just do have our hand, you know?
Right.
So I think incorporating it into your sex life is a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, like, you would maybe have your partner use it on you for, like, a hand job with the masturbation
scene. Right.
Hand
and then
job.
It's just kind of fun and silly at the same time.
Right.
Like, it's sexy, but it's also just fun. Like,
oh, my God. Right? I totally.
Silly with it.
Yeah. You get getting silly with it. I totally want to use it with someone. Yeah. Menace, what were you asking
him? And they're
him?
So cute. They have all these cute little patterns.
I know.
But just, like, laugh at it when you're playing with it.
Each one is different. There's the spiral, the module, the zen, the polygon, and the pile.
Right.
And they're all different, meaning that, like, there's different. So each one really did feel different?
They did, to an extent. Like, the ones with the raised triangles and the little raised cubes were definitely firmer and rougher.
Right.
But I really enjoyed the smoother ones better, actually, just in terms of, like, moving it up and down.
Okay.
Because I think that was just more realistic.
Right.
Like, it kind of felt, like, natural.
Like, did it feel like a vagina?
It did.
It
especially
did.
The really thin spiraled one.
Okay, the spiral one. Okay, got it. Okay, that's the zen, I think. Or the spiral. Oh, no, the spiral one. There's a spiral one.
How often do you masturbate?
God. I probably masturbate, like, 4 or 5 times a week at least.
Who do you think about when you do the masturbating?
When I do the masturbating?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like porn a lot, but I also just like talking to my girlfriend and doing it too.
Oh, he's got a girlfriend, see?
That's cool.
Mendes thinks about Tinky
Winky.
I mean,
we turn each other on so much, I can't help but think about her.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much for trying these out. Would you recommend?
Thank you for letting me test them out.
Oh, my God. Anytime, honey. We needed someone to test it, and Mendes was a wimp.
Yeah.
But he's going to.
Yeah, I would say definitely a go with these products. Very cool.
Okay, good. Thank you so much, Dan. Totally appreciate
it. Absolutely.
Have a great day. You're the best.
See you later.
Happy masturbating.
Bye, Mendes.
Later.
Okay, so it's the Tenga Masturbation Sieve. Go to tenga.co.jp if you want to buy them or learn more about them. I'm trying to bring, and this is a great way for your partner to give you a hand job.
For real.
For rizzles. Okay, awesome. So we could get into our...
And you guys got more information at sexwithemily.com.
Sexwithemily.com. Okay, let's get into the bucket list. This is our topic for today. Everyone has a life bucket list in some form, things they want to accomplish in their lives. Why not do the same for your sex life? So there's a book called The Naughty Sex Bucket List, and it has done most of the heavy lifting for you and come with a collection of 369 sexy dares to do before you die. This ultimate list of sexy suggestions dares you to break from your mundane routine and experience new thrills of the bedroom. So we're going to go through some of them today. Here's the book if you want to check it out. It's The Naughty Bucket List. Can you see it on camera? I got to move it back. Naughty Bucket
List.
Yeah,
I can see it.
It's by Courtney Jason. Okay, so here's some things that came up in the minutes. We're just going to discuss them. What? Why the eye look?
Oh, no. I was just trying to see the cover a little bit more. Because I was interested. I'm like, I never heard of somebody having the last name Jason. That's all.
Oh, okay. Got it. So some naughty bucket list things that we pulled out. Wet t-shirt contest. Do you think it's degrading or liberating?
Do I think it's degrading or liberating? I'm not really interested in the wet t-shirt contest. No. I don't care about that kind of stuff.
I almost did a wet t-shirt contest once in spring break in Fort Lauderdale a long time ago in high school. And I actually ended up doing the tanning contest instead, and I won. I was the most tan. But I've never done a wet t-shirt contest.
Where are these tanning photos?
I should post some pictures from when I was 18. I was wearing a red bikini and I was the tannest.
No way.
Yeah, and at the time, that was a really big accomplishment.
Especially in Florida.
I think I've peaked there, and I hope I've accomplished things since then. Okay, another thing, naughty bucket list, have a friends with benefits. This is a growing trend, but I went through a series of time where I was getting tons of emails about friends with benefits, which is basically when you're not committed, you're friends, you're sleeping together, and you're also sleeping with other people, which can be tricky because oftentimes one person wants more than the other one. But this is something else on the bucket list, friends with benefits. And we've both had that, right, Manus? You've had a friends with benefits
relationship. Oh, yeah, of course.
That's I thought you have.
That's pretty much all my relationships.
I know, all mine too. I realize it. Like lately, like most of my relationships are friends with benefits. Okay. Another one, sex in the rain. Do you think this is wildly romantic or just slippery when wet?
I think that's cool.
I think so too.
I'm looking at a lot of these in here already, and they're actually some pretty cool ideas that I never even thought of. You know, sex around the bleachers, never did that. But, you know, that was a big thing that people would talk about in high school. And you always see – I mean, when you go out in the burbs outside San Francisco, you always see empty bleachers somewhere. Yeah. Where you can just do that. Check it off.
I did that once. After I graduated, I was back in Michigan and I was hooking up with some guy. And the cops came. I was at my high school bleachers and we were having sex or about to have sex. And the cops came and kicked me out.
Really?
Really.
Oh, it has rotating bed. I don't even know where to find a rotating bed.
Like in Vegas, probably.
Probably in Vegas. The famous landmark is weird. For the famous landmark, for some reason, I know this is kind of cheesy. I don't know why, but I went up to what is the thing here? Koi Tower in San Francisco. It's a lighthouse that's on top of a hill here. And I went up there with a girl once, but I didn't kiss the girl. And I've always wanted to kiss a girl up there at the light tower.
Yeah, I've never done that.
I didn't even think about like full on boning, but just like maybe just kissing a girl.
Yeah, like a landmark. And there they have the Eiffel Tower.
Have you had sex at a landmark that you can think of?
It's hard to remember. I don't think so.
No landmarks.
I think no.
That's weak. I would expect you to like, you know.
I wish.
You've traveled the world. There'd be somewhere in Rome
right, exactly. Yeah. In the Colosseum or something. I've had sex.
No, I think landmarks.
When I was traveling through Asia, I had sex in a lot of random places, but I don't think any landmarks.
Have you had the Walk of Shame?
Yes. So the Walk of Shame is the best post-Halloween morning show to watch, I think. I have done the Walk of Shame many times. I've gone to my coffee shop in the morning in full-on black tie outfit, like nice formal gown because I was coming home from a guy's house. And every morning I go to the same coffee shop, and one morning I showed up with like a short black mini dress and heels, and I've done it. They're all like, hey, you're all dressed up, but like makeup smeared down my face. I've done the Walk of Shame.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking out the book.
Good, go.
I know you have a schedule.
No,
this is the one I like, and you never support it.
What?
Scheduled sex.
I totally support it.
No,
for couples,
like a schedule. You're like, oh, you don't have to get on schedule. It has to be more spontaneous.
No, you do. Kids with babies.
No, but let's say forget the babies and all that stuff, and you're married. Forget all that. Just schedule the time because the anticipation.
Right, and all day
awesome.
Long, you're like
yeah.
flirting, like, I can't wait to get your penis in my mouth kind of thing. Right.
So that's good. Have sex with a cowboy. Not going to happen for me,
you? I've had sex with men with cowboy tendencies, but not an actual cowboy.
Let's see what we got here. A washer? Have you had sex on a washer?
Yes, in my house.
I don't remember if I've had.
A page in my book, having sex on a washer and dryer. Uh-huh.
Given a hickey.
I've not given a hickey, but I've received hickeys.
I have done that on purpose to be an asshole.
Did you do it to be an asshole?
Yeah, but this is back when I was like 20-something years old. Here we go. Topical. Thanksgiving Day sex.
Yeah, I've had Thanksgiving. In fact, in Michigan, the last few years, I actually did hook up with my ex, who's also from Michigan, but he lives in L.A., and he happened to be in home for Thanksgiving.
Is he L.A. guy?
Yeah, L.A. guy.
Is from Michigan?
Yeah.
You never told me this.
Oh, yeah, he's from Michigan.
So you have to get married with L.A. guy.
So we would, when my parents went to bed, he'd come over, and we'd have sex like 2 years in a row after Thanksgiving dinner in my mom's house.
Wow, you're classy.
I'm a classy
neighbor. Have you had sex with a neighbor?
In college, but No. I haven't. That's tricky. Then you got to see him when you're walking past him.
Yeah, I was dating a neighbor. We met, and this is the girl that I met at the laundromat that I always think about all the time.
Oh.
I like her. She's really cool, but just not for me. Disco ball. What is this? When you have sex while reflecting lights of a disco ball are surrounding it.
Yeah, I've done that.
You have?
I mean, there's been I have friends who have
You've
disco
been
lights.
In cheesy guys' houses where they have disco balls?
Yeah.
Going? You hang out with the cheesiest guys.
No,
I
date a guy who had a disco ball in his room and we had sex.
I just see you always dating the yoga guy, the disco ball guy, the BMW slick back hair guy.
Dude,
like,
you've
the
never
typical,
met anyone
like,
I've ever
all
dated.
Cheesy guys. It's
You're
terrible.
So wrong.
How am I wrong?
Dude, you
because
don't know anyone I've
Because every time I
dated.
Mention a guy like this, they're like, oh yeah, I dated a guy like that.
Well, I've just dated a lot of guys. Let's just say I've done my work.
All right. What do you got? Do you got anything on the list?
I've got some more. I've got magic eight ball sex. Let the magic eight ball decide your courses on tonight's sexual menu.
Okay.
Like if it says go for it or not tonight, let the magic eight ball do it.
They have DJ booth in here. Uh-huh. And I wasn't having sex, but I was making out with this girl while her friend was having sex with my buddy in the DJ booth while our other friend was DJing.
Oh, okay. So you've had sex in DJ booth, essentially.
No, I've made out, but I'm always
making
out
having sex.
And there was people having sex.
Okay. I don't think I've had sex in DJ booth. How about in your childhood room? Would you reenact those teenage fantasies?
I have had sex in my childhood.
My too. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a hospital? No.
No.
I'm too weirded out. Like, ever since I've seen that movie Contagion, everybody... I am freaked out by germs.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm never in a hospital. Usually you're at a hospital because someone's sick. Mm-hmm.
Have you had sex with a bartender?
You know what? I don't think I have.
I have.
I have. Sorry. In college, one of my boyfriends was a bartender.
Really? Two bartenders.
Yeah, I did in college. Mm-hmm. But does that count? Yeah, totally counts in college. He was a bartender. I was a waitress. I was a cocktail waitress. He was a bartender.
Yeah, but you worked together. That's coworker. It can't be coworker.
Like, did I ever go into a bar, order a drink, and pick up the bartender and take him home?
Yeah. Or,
no.
No?
No. But that seems like a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. But bartenders just seem like they sleep with everybody, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So that wouldn't feel very like, ooh, got the bartender. It's like, how hard was that? Like, he slept with 10 girls this week.
But no, bartender.
I would feel kind of sleazy.
Well, I don't worry about chicks because usually bartender chicks, they're super bitchy and it's hard to get them to like you.
Because so many guys are hitting on them all day long.
So
they're like swatting at you.
Yeah, so you do get a trophy if you sleep with a
girl bartender, or a female bartender.
April Fool's Day sex?
And what, you
Have
pretend
you ever
that
you pulled a prank and then ended up having sex with somebody?
Nope, no. Never done that.
VIP room, of course you've had sex in the VIP room. You?
Yeah, I've had sex in a VIP area.
I've been in so many VIP rooms, but I've yet to ever have sex in a
really?
VIP room. Because it's just not on my mind.
How about a celebrity lookalike? Who's on your celebrity to-do list? Have you ever dated anyone who looks like a celebrity?
Yes, but not... had sex with them.
Okay. Sex toys. Toys make every day better as a kid. Find out why you'll love them as an adult.
Oh, God. Here you are promoting all the time.
I love sex toys.
Watch porn alone.
Go to adamandeve.com. Oh, I got to tell you this about adamandeve.com. They've got a brand new mobile website, so you can now order toys from their mobile website on your smartphone. Mm-hmm. So if you go to adamandeve.com, you use coupon code Emily when you check out, you get 3 adult DVDs, a free gift, plus free shipping, plus 50% off most items. But do it on your phone.
Uh-oh, this is what you got to do. Have sex with an intern. Might have to have sex
They're
with
all girls, pretty much, except for one of them, and he has a girl, and he has a boyfriend. Although Lauren makes out with her friends, so I don't know.
Yeah, you got to check it off the list, dude.
Sex with an intern? No, I've had sex with someone who works for me, but not an intern.
Sex with a surfer?
Yep.
Have not.
A lot.
New Year's Eve sex. Now, that is always tricky because for a girl, New Year's Eve, like, for some reason, is, like, almost bigger than Christmas.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
there's
not
so
a big...
much expectation
right.
for a girl on New Year's Eve for it to be a perfect, awesome night. And so much pressure on a guy to make that happen.
I know.
And usually, you know, it's hard because you can't. She can't get too drunk, and then you know she's walking around barefoot in the city and crying in her
right,
dress
her shoes
because
hurt,
that happens 80% of the time.
Yeah.
And then so you got to find this equal level. And yeah. I mean, I've definitely had sex on New Year's Eve, but there wasn't any
fun.
It wasn't like an amazing thing.
I've got flashlight sex. When the power goes out, get it on in your own spotlight.
How about in the mud? Hell no.
In the mud, no. In the snow.
Not even for me, but I would just be afraid to get mud in her vagina.
Right. Mud in the vagina is not good, so don't do that.
On a rocking chair.
Sounds familiar, but maybe not. I wish I documented everyone I've slept with.
You should have.
I know, because then I could be like, I could have it sorted by where we were, who it was, and then you could ask me these questions. It could be like an Excel spreadsheet. I'd be like, yes, bartender, you know, whatever.
Oh, Ferris wheel.
Oh, no, but I made out on a Ferris wheel.
Everybody makes out on a Ferris wheel.
Oh, whatever.
In a tent.
Yes, I've had sex in a tent.
I haven't had sex in a tent.
Have you ever gone camping?
Yeah, I used to go camping all the time when I was a kid. Now that's why I want to stay at the W Hotel all the time, because I'm burnt out on it.
Oh, no, I've had sex in tents. I love having sex outdoors.
I just want to keep on reading this book. Can we go a little bit longer or you
got
to go?
Yeah, I'm hungry, but keep going.
I love this. At a car wash? Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, when we're going through?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty quick, but why not, dude? That's good. I like that one.
You got like 5 seconds, though.
I have friends that own car washes. Maybe they can slow down the...
Slow it down till your car gets really clean?
Yeah. President's Day sex? Who cares? All right, it's a dryer. Sorry, I really like this book.
Honey, you can have it.
Hotel room balcony.
Yes, I've done that.
Really?
On the balcony, like leaning over and he was from behind.
Why would you do that? Wouldn't you be afraid of people?
We're on the top floor. I've done it several times.
Twice, several times. Wow. Skype sex. No.
No, I've never done that.
Somebody will hack my Wi-Fi. I will not do it.
I will not do Skype sex.
In a basement. Yes.
Yes.
In a basement. Dude, I've had sex. Oh, my God. I don't even want to tell you where the basement was. I'll tell you off the air. Because
off air.
Married sex? No. Hasn't happened for either of us.
Doesn't happen to married people either.
True love sex? Yes. I have actually had that. Emily, unfortunately, probably not.
No comment.
Beanbag chair.
I'm sure I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like all this is like... But
what?
This is a good book, I know.
You should put a red mark next to the
book.
I
know.
And then you should eBay it so
I should.
Somebody could figure out which ones you've done. In a closet? Yes.
Yes.
I don't want to read that one.
What? Read it now.
Childhood crush.
Yes.
Yes.
A guy who I was always in love with, we finally boned.
Yes. That's good. It feels good when
you
do that.
You're like,
I mean,
freaking got you.
Yeah, and it doesn't, you don't ever have to have sex with them ever again.
No,
at least
but you're like, I fantasized about you for years.
Drunk sex. Never
drunk
done
sex?
It, but I want to try it.
Menace. That's all Menace has had is drunk sex.
Whipped cream? No.
Yes.
Who cares? It's dirty. It's nasty. I'm afraid of getting
don't put it in the
dirty.
Vagina. Don't put it in the vagina. Never put anything sugary in the vagina.
Morning, some of my favorite. In a limo. Yes.
Yes.
frat house. Not
yes.
me. You?
Yeah, for sure in a frat house. I was a sorority girl.
Not in
I had sex in a frat house and like he had like roommates in his room. It was like not one of my finer moments.
Google sex. Oh, this is interesting. Google sex in phrases and see what pops up and then do it. I kind of like that.
That's like my book, 200 Paid Things You Could Try Tonight. You've got to flip open to one page and try it. Okay, we got to wrap up, Honey Bunny.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus,
I'm having too much fun.
Let's do it more tomorrow, but we got to go.
Okay, let me just do one more, and it better be good.
Okay.
Roadside. On the side of the – because you're – see, I'm all about the receiving fellatio while driving, and you're like, no, you got to pull over. It's
well,
not
it's
safe.
Just not that safe. But I've done it, but it's not that – roadhead, not that
yeah.
safe.
Weak. Anyways, I like this book. It's naughty, the naughty bucket list.
I know. I think you should take it and do some things with
should
it.
Should I?
Yeah. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. I hope you all have fun with your naughty bucket list. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.